from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
It's like a car wash for your butt.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm not a rogue gamer when it comes to doing that at somebody's crib.
Why? Right.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Being regular must be just amazing.
I'm not really a thigh guy.
I've never said I'm a thigh girl.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Do we have any segments Jackson's going to butcher today? Or
now.
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning, Boston. Hello. Greg Hill is on location, remotely visiting the island of Nantucket. Really, I mean, what a bumpy ride. He must have been on 3 different ferries.
Yeah, no, actually, if you paid attention, the common man was on a PJ.
All right. Good for him.
PJ God, life.
God bless him.
The best way to travel.
Yeah.
And I got in. And I was preparing to take James back to Marshfield, which was a wonder. And I open the old social media, and I see Greg with a 6-pack of small Grey Goose bottles. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Avoided
Not
the
bad.
Pitfall today.
Little goose and crayon.
Yeah. And he said, never to, or a little early, but then a picture of a private jet. So God mm-hmm. love Greg. He'll be back tomorrow. Shime will be back. On Monday, he's going to be filling in doing the midday today and tomorrow. So we have Jackson back, who is looking like a new man, refreshed and replenished.
Yes. I figured after our conversation about hair the other day, I should get going, you know.
I walked in this morning, and I always mm-hmm. say, good morning, Jackson. He's always sitting in the same place when I walk in. And I just said good morning because I had no idea who it was.
Wow.
But behind the glass, I wasn't wearing my glasses. But then I came back, and I was like, I don't know who's in there, but I needed some audio. And I walk in, I'm like, it's Jackson. You
look great. I didn't even
notice
him until I just looked to my left and saw you got a fresh cut.
Fresh
cut.
Great.
Good for you, brother.
And was it, my question is, was it free after the conversation?
Oh, no. I brought somebody in. Yeah. My fiance's hairstylist, I brought her over the crib and we did it right in the living room.
All right.
Wow.
Whoa, there you go. Jack.
I know. Big
you were the fiance.
I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the best in-home service if you can get that.
And if you can't watch on Twitch or YouTube today and you're just listening on the radio, please go to our Instagram account, The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, to see how great Jackson looks.
Yeah, he looks amazing. So Jackson will be here. We'll have a lead about something strange. We'll do that in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, mine's a little off today, definitely.
We have Craig Breslow at 9 for the front office report. Is that a thing Thursdays? Because I feel like I've done an inordinate amount of Thursday baseball interviews. But either way, Craig's always wild and ready to go. So, mm-hmm. Wiggy and Courtney, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of off the top here. Sox win yesterday.
Yep.
We have a very good road trip, 4-3 in Baltimore, in Houston. And now they have the D-backs at Fenway.
Mm-hmm.
They have the second most road wins in all of Major League Baseball, behind only the Baltimore Orioles with 38,
mm-hmm.
which is wild. They're 11 games over 500 on the road, 3 games under 500 at home. I don't know the last time the Red Sox ever were like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, as the Patriots prepare for their final preseason game, the training camp portion of their summer is over. Who do you feel better about just as a fan of the organization, the direction, where they're going? We don't know the quarterback situation. Courtney found some good audio we'll get to for during They Said It at 7 on Drake May. Mm-hmm. Just a general question. Where, as a fan, as an observer of both teams, who do you feel better about today?
I think it's simple. I think it's the Red Sox.
Thank you. It only took you guys 3 days to turn the tune. And I said on Monday.
Turn the tune of what?
Because on Monday, mm-hmm. it was doomsday. Everybody was saying, this Red Sox team, they suck. They're doing it again. Some people were saying, you got to blame the players. I know Wiggy was talking about, you got to blame. Well, you were on the players.
Mm-hmm.
Greg was saying, you got to blame the front office. And I said, all you need to do is win the next two series or go 500 over the next two series. And then you're going to have an easy road for a week. And everybody's going to be back on board. And they're already back on board.
Well,
they win this series, and things are looking bright again.
So
you have to say the Red Sox are more exciting or more hopeful.
Well, I think Curtis, when he asks the question, like, do you – they're still, you know, going to tease us and not, like, look at, like, this team could make the playoffs. But I think the question is, when you look at this team and you compare it to the Patriots, and I think it's like, because it wasn't really about excitement. What was your question?
Just who do you feel better about? Like, is it the direction of the organization?
The direction of the organization. When you start to look at the players from the Red Sox, you got young guys like Jaron Duran, Sadon Raphael. Like, you could see these guys in the future. Brian Bale, Tanner Hawk. When you look at the Patriots, you don't know what the future holds for those players. I mean, the only real player that you look at and you go, okay, he looks like he could be a bright spot moving forward in the future is, like, really Christian Gonzalez. Offensively, is there, like, a bright spot that you could say moving forward for the Patriots in the future?
Drake May.
Well, I think that Drake May, that's our expectations, but they're not giving him that opportunity to prove that to us, or at least let us see it. We're all hoping that, at least with some of those Red Sox plays, we're actually seeing them perform.
I go Patriots for just the simple fact that Gerard Mayo was very kind. No, it's Drake May, because if there's a chance, he's really good.
Yes.
And if they have that guy,
mm-hmm.
nothing else matters.
Right.
So, and approaching the divisions in which they each play, the AFC East, I think, is on the downside of what was this sort of renaissance where you had the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills all really good, really investing, whether it was Steph Diggs with Josh Allen or mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill with Tua or Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. I think the ascension of Drake May will lead him past the organizations that had been building up for winning now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the AFC East will be an easier division. The American League East is the best division in baseball. Maybe you could say NL West, but it's an excellent, difficult place to play. And the Patriots have to spend this offseason mm-hmm. to remain cap compliant and to, you know, comply with the collective bargaining agreement. I don't know if either is going to be championship ready, but mm-hmm. I approach this weekend, and we saw yesterday Chris Mason, I saw on X, say that first time all year, Drake May got reps in 11-on-11 in practice with the ones,
yep. mm-hmm.
which is a huge development.
Right.
And that in and of itself made me think maybe there's a shot he could play week one.
There is, but then again, he's still the great unknown. At least with the Red Sox, we kind of know what some of these young guys are. We know what kind of, I mean, we don't know like 100%, but we see good production. We all want Drake May to play, but even if he plays, it's still a great unknown. We're all hoping that he does have that. And yes, if he is that type of quarterback, I would agree that you then have that guy to propel your team to the next level.
But sitting here today.
Yeah, sitting here today.
I'm with you.
And looking maybe 6 months, 8 months down the road, I think the Red Sox this offseason spend good money to add to a young core. They re-signed Alex Cora. So they're in the mode of, all right, we're trying to win within the next couple of years. Well, Alex Cora is still here. They're not like looking 5 years down the road.
Yeah. I mean, I was just interested in where you guys sat mm-hmm. on that. Another thing that's been weird, and I just go back Thursday a week ago,
mm-hmm.
where entering the second preseason game, I think we all were down in the dumps. Like, the first preseason game was such an absolute disaster. Then they mm-hmm. had the awful joint practices with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think, just speaking for myself, I didn't go into game two of the preseason thinking I was going to see anything new. And then Drake May played great, and Jacoby Brissett played poorly. And yep. it felt like there was a shot in the arm
yep.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then this week, it's been a steady sort of droning on towards Jacoby Brissett is the inevitable starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, why? What is that? Do you think the organization is afraid if they say that, you know, that if they do this too quickly, that Drake May will embarrass himself? Or what is the calculus, Wiggy, first, because you played,
mm-hmm.
in the organization as to why they are so hesitant
mm-hmm.
to say that Drake May could possibly be the starter?
Because they subscribe to the Tom Brady theory. It seems like we don't want to rush him in there. We want to develop him. We don't have no issues with starting Jacoby Brissett. That's their kind of subscription of how they view a young quarterback. They're not subscribing to the way maybe Washington's doing it or some of these other teams are doing and saying, all right, we drafted this kid number 3 overall. He's playing. And let's see what we got. They're going in the other direction. So that's the only thing I could think of. And based off of what Mayo said, that's kind of direction they're going in.
I think they're so nervous to have a bad quarterback situation after mm-hmm. the seasons they had with Mac Jones and how all the attention was around Mac Jones, how the mm-hmm. team handled him, how he fared in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And while we always bring up, well, Mac's first season that he got the start, he played pretty well. His yeah. rookie season, he was good. But I think that the bad taste left in their mouth at the quarterback position, they want to go the safe route and they want to put somebody out there that people have seen before playing in the NFL. So putting out Jacoby Brissett, in my mind, is the safe situation. I don't agree with it because everything I've seen, heard from Drake May seems like he is prepared and ready mm-hmm. for that role. I don't think mentally he's weak and can't handle it. I don't think anybody can, you know, ruin him moving forward. So I think they need to give Drake May more credit. But I think that as an organization, the taste that was left in their mouth after the Mac Jones couple of years, that's the reason why Jacoby
Brissett's
going out.
But do you guys think that? I kind of see what you're saying there, Courtney. I do like this. Probably like, we don't want to mess this kid up. But do you think with this whole, because when we talked to Mayo, it was, we had a plan. This is our plan. Do you think that plan was, okay, we're going with Jacoby Brissett early, but our plan is we are eventually going to get Drake May in there this season?
Yeah, I have to imagine it wasn't a full year of watching for Drake May.
Okay.
But I also think that Jacoby Brissett was something they took for granted. They thought he was going to come in here and be better than he's been.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that, of all the things that have happened in training camp, Brissett's inability to really take the job and run
right.
with it has been what has allowed Drake May to be in this position. And I heard, you know, a lot of people discussing this week, and Zoe, who does the games for the CBS, was saying that he thinks there's a chance that Drake gets the start Sunday night. And that would be awesome for me.
You mean week one?
No, this Sunday against the Commanders. You give him an opportunity to actually have that, you know, take that job, start the game, see if you can give him an opportunity. And I think more than ever with the Patriots, at least since the Tom and Bill years, I feel like the fan base has a voice. And I was not at the preseason games, but there was a legitimate anger in the first preseason game when Drake May was benched after one series. And there was legitimate buzz when Drake May went into that game in the second quarter. I feel like the organization starting Jacoby Brissett into the year would be doing damage to its product and to what the fan base. I mean, we see those people, Courtney, every day around Castle Island, the great guys that sit right across from the hockey rink. They are season ticket holders. They are enraged. They want to see the future now. People are ready for it. They want to invest their time and see what this kid has. And they all expect him to be the guy. And if he's not the guy, then it's okay. But at least you know it sooner rather than later. I find it.
But that's what people and we want. I almost feel like their way of thinking is the Brady way of thinking, where we're not going to rush this kid in. Our expectations are not to make the playoffs. So if we got to wait 4 or 5 weeks till we feel more comfortable in seeing what our team looks like offensively before we insert Drake May as the full-time starter, we'll do that. Like, that's the way I believe they're feeling. I think a little bit is what you said, Courtney. You know, a little bit is kind of like they're skittish of maybe the relationship that Mac Jones had with the previous coaching staff. And I think it's more like, let's, you know, it's almost like, let's ease him on in there. Let's let him crawl before he walks. We want him to be like, all right, listen, you can't crawl. You got to stand up, walk, and learn how to walk and run real quick.
But this entire offseason, he's been crawling. Like, he has been named the number two behind Jacoby Brissett. They didn't just throw him in there as the number one.
No, but I'm talking about real
games. No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm okay if you want to have him crawl during the offseason. Have him crawl during training camp. Once game time comes, he should be running.
Right, but I think that's their thing. They're like, we're not going to force him in there. They're going to subscribe to some people who think, like, hey, don't rush a young guy. Let Jacoby Brissett play. If things look bad, then guess what? At least you give Drake May some time. You kind of know where your team is. So when you do put him in there, you kind of can control some of the things. Like, maybe your left tackle's struggling. It's like, all right, well, we can't do this with Drake May because we don't have confidence in our own line. So let's not force it. Let's run the ball. Let's get the ball out of his hands quickly. But I think at least they'll be able to see that. And this is what I'm thinking that they're thinking when they go with the Jacoby Brissett as the starter for the first couple of weeks.
All right. I mean, you make sense, Wiggy. 617-779-7937. Join us on the Pats, where you are with the Sox and the Pats in the Drake May situation. We'll be taking your calls all morning long. And we have a I have a bone to pick with Little League baseball coaches. And how nobody is grateful for anything anymore in my lead. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. We have very good Drake May sound. Shime, if you're up, you want to listen to this. Some very positive Drake May takes, and they said it. But right now, here's Courtney Cox with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
The Sox take another one against the Astros, 4-1, the final on the road. They take that series 2-1, and we talked a lot about the Sox bullpen as of late. Alex Cora was happy with them coming through in this win.
Today, they did an amazing job. We got to trust them. You know, as you know, bullpens, they go, you know, you struggle for a week, and then you give us 15 good outings, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here. You know, Garcia was amazing. Zach did his job. Bernie got his out, and we did a good job overall.
The Sox off tonight before taking on the Diamondbacks tomorrow at Fenway. Gerard Mayo spoke to media yesterday about the starting quarterback situation, and while Jacoby Brissett remains QB1 for now, he said he'll know who the starter will be by Monday night. Drake did take first-team reps yesterday, as Curtis said. Mayo had this to say about
him.
When
it comes to that pre-snap operation for Drake May, is he in a place where if he had to start, you feel like he's ready, or do you feel like he's still kind of coming along?
100%, I think he's ready to run a huddle.
So there you go.
Yeah.
If he has a good performance, Drake May, Sunday night, I think that will that would propel him over Jacoby Brissett.
Agreed.
I think it's really about Drake May. The job is yours if you want it. We've seen enough of Jacoby Brissett. Show us one more time that you can have another good outing and you could be consistent and how you run the huddle. And if you can do that, you'll get the nod.
Love it.
Another day of practice for the Pats today. Closed to the public, but open to media at 1 p.m. ahead of the Pats preseason finale Sunday against the Commanders. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is a fall-like morning right now in Boston. It was, I think, 55 degrees out this morning. It still is 55 degrees. It feels like 53 in the city of Boston, but gorgeous afternoon.
Yes.
High and sunny in the mid to upper 70s.
I am. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Chris Curtis in for Greg Hill. This is the Greg Hill Show. Wiggy, Courtney, Jackson all in. And I have to do this quickly because it brings me no pleasure to speak down to a texter, but The Subaru of New England text line is 37937. Good morning. 508, Curtis, you're a boring weatherman. No fun facts. For example, today was the last day of the year with the sun rising before 6 a.m. You know, things you miss out on when you don't listen to every show, because I said that exact thing yesterday.
You did.
In fact, you probably heard me say it and forgot where you heard it. And then told me about it. So you're welcome.
You were preparing people yesterday ahead of the final day.
I would like to know if it's the last 7 p.m. or later sunset on the day when the sun is still setting after 7.
Yes. Yep.
I would not like to know that a day late, because then you're a dollar short, Wiggs.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Sun comes up, sun goes down. I could care less about that.
Put that in the post-it note.
Just give me daylight savings time when we get longer days.
I'll keep you posted on that, Wiggs.
Keep me posted on that and what the what is it, the government or the Congress or whoever's voting on that.
Yeah, that will never get changed because we did this a bit during the pandemic, I think, but I will never understand. People say that the farmers are impacted. Why couldn't the farmers go on farmers' time?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Like, anyway, we'll get to that, I'm sure, right. 10:03. Walter, good morning. Good morning, Walter. How are you today?
Sounds like you got to turn him on or turn him up.
Is he up there?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, hey.
I think they're waiting because if you guys remember at the Philly practices when they went up against Philly's number one offensive line, they gave up 10 sacks. Drake May went up against threes and fours on the defensive line. I think they're going to probably wait till like the second game to see how they handle it because the offensive line is terrible, guys. As far as the tackles, I think they're scared to put the kid out there where if even in that game against Philly, they were getting pressure with the threes and fours. Because at the practices, you guys even were talking about it. They gave up 10 sacks against Philly's number one defensive line. So
yeah, I mean, I guess I would say, first of all, the joint practice stats, I don't know how much weight I give it. Like, it's just sort of,
there.
You can't actually hit the quarterback. You can't actually touch him. How many things would have actually been a sack if it was a real live game? And I was thinking about this, Wiggs, like, we look at, you know, the young leadership of this organization. Gerard Mayo has never been a coach on any level, and here he is. And he's got a rookie quarterback, and it's like, why wouldn't you want them to gel together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the Houston Texans are anomalous in that, like, it's not every year that you have C.J. Stroud and Ryans take over an organization, D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked. Mm-hmm. You look at, who's the guy, Zach Taylor with the Bengals?
Yes.
So he had never been a head coach before. They draft Joe Burrow. And it worked out pretty well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want it to gel together?
And have them come up together.
Right.
Like, have them go through this change together. And I think the one thing about joint practice, and obviously I didn't play in the NFL, so Wiggy, I'd like to know your thoughts. Mm-hmm. But I think you can figure out how a quarterback deals with things mentally. Like, if you have another team there, I think that adds more pressure to the quarterback to perform. Like, obviously, it's not a game situation. But to have that added pressure of other people looking at you, other coaches looking at you, other players that you respect looking at you, it adds another element, I would imagine. Mm,
it does, but it's the closest thing that you get to a game, but have the ability to control the situation, right? You have the ability to say, okay, let's leave the quarterback alone. Don't touch the quarterback. So when you watch practice, like if a guy completely beats the offensive tackle and he runs by the quarterback and the quarterback still has the ball in his hands, you could say, all right, more than likely in a game, that would be a sack or the quarterback would have to scramble or get off his spot. That would disrupt things. So you could see those type of things in joint practices. You could see the, you know, how somebody might perform against the defense he's never seen before, where against your regular defense, you start to see it every day. The thing that you might be right about, or you're not might be right about, Curtis, is you're right about, is I went and I kind of looked at this yesterday, and if you look at all the top quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL, I just went passing yards.
Okay.
Right? The guys who have the most passing yards.
Which shows you had the reason it's a good stat is longevity.
Right. The guys who played, and I looked at first round draft picks. Like, I didn't look at Brady, but I went like Peyton Manning.
Yes.
I just clicked on his name, and then I looked at his first year. Started. I looked at Ben Roethlisberger,
rookie
year, started. I looked at Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, Eli Manning, Matthew Stafford, John Elway, like all these guys that were first-round draft picks, because we always have this conversation,
right.
And even Brady brought it up, like you should sit the rookie. But nobody who's it's very difficult to find a first-round draft pick at the quarterback position who sat behind nobody.
Right.
I think Aaron Rodgers and I want to say Patrick Mahomes might be the only two when you think of first-round picks drafted that sat.
Those are pretty good examples, though.
Right, but one sat behind Brett Favre, Hall of Famer, and the other one sat behind a pretty good quarterback at the time in Alex Smith.
Right.
And the
Chiefs were nowhere – like the Mahomes-Chiefs were a playoff team, and not like a one-off.
Right.
They were in the divisional round. They were in the wild card round. Andy Reid is a brilliant head coach who didn't win until he got the great quarterback. But the Patriots roster right now bears no resemblance to the Chiefs in 2017
right.
or the Packers in 2006 when Aaron Rodgers was sitting behind Brett Favre. So,
Carson Palmer, another one. You start looking.
If they all play, especially top 10.
They all play. And that was, you know.
Or top five. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many top five quarterbacks sit for a year behind Jacoby effing Brissett?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Donovan McNabb, another one.
Right.
So the whole Brady thing the other day, it just, even back in the day, they still, bad teams who drafted high, or especially in the first round, who brought in a quarterback, generally played that kid his rookie year.
And if he if Drake May plays well Sunday, which if this changes, if Drake May goes out Sunday and is just not ready, he mm-hmm. can't get out of the huddle, things are like I will reserve the right to change my mind. But if Drake May plays well on Sunday, then he won the competition. If you had a competition,
right.
if that's what it was, Drake May won it.
Yeah.
So I hope that's how they do it. And I do think the audio we heard earlier about from Jerod Mayo, it sounds like they're inching back into the opportunity that they're giving Drake May the ball Sunday night, saying, hey, if you play well, it's your job. Go earn it. Because I think Jacoby Brissett, as much as anything, lost it.
Right.
And I think that listening to Jerod Mayo saying that he's 100% ready, that is a different Jerod Mayo talking about Drake May than we heard in the spring. So absolutely. if he's changing his tune to the media, I think that that's an indication that we could see Drake May week one.
And I feel like the players would want to be working with the guy that's going to be the future. Like. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You can get to that later. But I don't want to be late. It's time for this with the Greg Hill.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right. Where do we begin, Jackson? What's your lead today?
My lead is I have a little audio accompaniment as well. It's never been more apparent to me than it is these days that we live in a Borat movie now.
All right.
Have you guys seen any of the conversation between Theo Vaughn and Donald Trump?
Oh, I did.
Theo Vaughn is an absolutely hilarious stand-up. He's one of the most wild stand-ups in the world, and his podcast is catching fire right now. But Donald Trump,
have you ever heard? I'm just a quick. I'm sorry, Jackson.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Theo Vaughn sat down with a lunch lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the best hour you will ever hear.
Because
he is so brilliant.
Yeah, the way he talks, the way he relates to people, what he says is just very, very unique.
And he's able to, you know, in like children's movies, there's like adult humor that the kids, that like Theo Vaughn is brilliant at mocking someone without them knowing in a way that is not rude.
Yes.
I don't know how else to describe it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he did that with Donald Trump a couple times. Like, it was... Anyway, this is great audio. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, yeah, it really reminded me of Borat talking to a politician. Just like the line of questioning in the topic was a little bit weird for a presidential candidate.
Then I can do this.
Is cocaine a stronger...
Up? Yeah. Cocaine
you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think of.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll be out on your own porch. You know, you'll be your own street lamp. You're freaking.
And is that a good feeling? Well,
no,
it's horrible. A miserable feeling.
But you do it anyway, just like the guy you're saying with the scotch. Like you.
Well, how did?
That's incredible. It's like a parody movie. It's just like a satire, but real life.
So he's kind of doing what Zach Galifianakis did between Two Thorns, or he does with
Ferns,
whatever the hell it is, or Ferns. Funny.
Kind of, but it's
Funny
more,
Marco.
Yeah, but he's being more serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's not
actually
being a character.
Asking these questions.
Right. Yeah. He's not playing a character.
Right.
Like Zach Galifianakis was being, he was playing the guy he was in Hangover, basically.
Yeah.
And this... They go back and forth with the funny, not funny, I guess funny. It was all funny. But Donald Trump begins by saying, he's like, you know, he's talking about why he's never drank and his brother was an alcoholic and he saw his brother and his brother was always like, don't do this. And Donald Trump's like, alcohol is the toughest to overcome, after Theo Vaughn had just spent like 5 minutes explaining how he was addicted to drugs and that was more difficult to stop doing than alcohol. Mm-hmm. It was this bizarre... that's a great way to put it. It was Borat-esque,
yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah, very, very bizarre. Bizarre is the word for it, absolutely.
There's a lot of those out there, like Bobby,
yeah.
She's like that.
She's kind of gone downhill after the fallout after Drake. But
that whole style, like there's a guy, Funny Marco, who does it. It's like they talk to these celebrities and they're like, is this person serious?
Yeah.
Or like they're asking questions that you're like, and but I've seen this guy before. I thought he was an actor when I initially saw him.
He was on Real World.
He was on like, Road Rules, I think
Road
it was.
Rules. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Road Rules. Yeah. Oh, that brings me
That's back. How he got famous.
Excellent lead, Jackson.
Good job,
Thank
Jackson.
You
Thank
much.
You.
Courtney, go ahead.
I'm going to continue on this Drake May praise train this morning. Here's what he had to say about sitting or starting in his first year.
Yeah, I think all scenarios are different. I think you've seen some success from guys that play right away and some that sit. So just trust the organization, trust in what the coaches think, and I'm just here to continue to work and get ready when my name's called.
Now, you could say, well, of course he's going to say that. What else would he say? But I think that the difference between Drake May and what we heard from Mac Jones is I truly believe that Drake May will be okay with whatever the organization decides to do, whether it's coaching-wise, whether it's players around him, whether he sits or plays. Like, I think that Drake May is truly a sponge and is going to take this for everything it's worth. I think mentally he is ready. Everything I have heard from him out of his mouth has been so organization forward and making sure that the Patriots are put in the best light possible. Say what you want about his play on the fields during practice, but I do think that this is the future of the organization, and you're seeing it play out with the words he is choosing to use. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on Drake May. Start him as soon as possible because I want to see this guy grow, and I want to see him grow with us.
Mm.
I like it. I am all in on Drake May. I think we all are. Unfortunately, we all agree. But one thing we also agree on is we got to keep this on the clock. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, New England will have to wait for Wiggy and my leads. We'll get to those next. And in 20 minutes, some very good Drake May sound if you're like us and you want him starting week one. We'll get to all that coming up next. We're halfway through the leads. We have Greg on island. He'll be flying back. I think he's connecting through D.C. off the island in Nantucket today. but I am in for Greg. My last show for a while, so enjoy. And then good luck to everybody else. Wiggy, what's on your mind today?
All right, so the interesting thing that I've noticed, and I got to give him credit, and it's funny when you think about how he's doing things, and that's Gerard Mayo. Because the other day, I was like, there's no way Drake May's playing week one. I was off of it. I was like, yeah, they kind of like. But what he's doing in the sense of, like, talking, like, he's telling us stuff without actually telling us stuff to make us think, like, there's a chance this could happen, that could happen. So when you start to see how Mayo's doing things, I got to give him a lot of credit because it's the complete opposite of Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know there's a quarterback competition. We know that Drake May now could be the week one starter based off that audio. That was a really interesting audio and saying, yeah, he could play week one if he can. He's shown that he can control the huddle. And Mayo's kind of told us all this stuff. So I know there's been a lot of, people, or there's kind of been a divide. Do we like what Mayo says? Is he telling us stuff? I think at the end of the day, like, so far, just based on kind of like the press conference type of Mayo or the coach that talks Mayo, I got to give him a lot of credit because he's got me thinking now Drake May could start week one. And a couple days ago, I was like, there's no way he starts. And so when you start to look at what he's been able to do and kind of how he's worked the media and what we're used to from being around here, I really give him a lot of credit for working it and talking and telling us but not telling us and kind of having us still on the edge of our seats where Bill would have just been like, yeah, whoever's the quarterback is, you'll know when we know.
Well, my favorite part of all of this has been that Bill's approach with the media didn't make you win games.
No.
All of that time where you talked about not creating noise, ignore the noise. No, you had the greatest player of all time at the most important position, and you had really good players around him. That's why you won.
It helped with guys just not saying reckless things.
But look at all the things reckless players, like, I just think about the Chiefs. Could you be more recklessly run than the Kansas City Chiefs? Look at the way the team, like the arrest, the outspoken.
Right, but I'm talking about the way they interact. Because even like
Travis Kelce has his own podcast.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. The way that players, I don't think that necessarily helps you win games or lose games.
Exactly.
But it just eliminates some of the
you know, bulletin board material that you might potentially give another team.
And there's nothing more pathetic than the Patriots fans that get all butthurt when people praise Gerard Mayo for being more transparent with the media. And Patriots fans that are like, he's just an intern. He's just, it's like, Gerard Mayo, thankfully, is being Gerard Mayo.
Right. Yeah.
If he succeeds or fails, it'll be on Gerard Mayo.
But let them get there.
Let them get there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like several people in the media are just so outraged that he's doing things differently. It's like when this radio station reacted when Greg came in. It's like, it's so different. Right. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have something that works.
Yeah.
Not something that doesn't.
I think you should just appreciate Gerard Mayo for who he is. And you look around the league and there are more coaches that are like Gerard Mayo than they were like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Like that is where the league is trending.
Right.
So why are we being so judgmental when it comes to our new head coach when all we've wanted is that type of head coach for the last couple of years?
Well, that's the big thing I always looked at. I didn't mind the way Bill did things. Like I was cool with that.
Yeah.
But I like the way Gerard Mayo does things. You know, you ask him about, all right, can Drake May start week one? That's the audio that we heard. And basically, he said, yeah.
Right. And you look at Bill Belichick, he's changed. He's telling jokes on Pat McAfee. Like, people adapt, people change. I know that the people that follow the Patriots believe that the way Bill Belichick spoke to the media gave the team an advantage. It didn't. It had nothing to do with the Super Bowls. And Gerard Mayo's approach won't lead to wins. It'll all be about how the team performs and whether or not they're successful. But good lead, Wiggs. Thank you very much. I hate people that aren't grateful for good things. And the whole Little League World Series is great for the kids, but just like everything else, the parents ruin it. Did you guys see this Aaron Judge story?
Yeah.
Where they had the great event, give Major League Baseball credit. We always give baseball, you know, a hard time for being too stuck in their old ways. They've tried with the pitch clock. They've tried with these. They did the game at the Field of Dreams a couple years ago. And they did they've started a Little League World Series special where they play a game in Williamsport and all the kids that are in the Little League World Series come by and interact with the players. It's done well on TV and the players, by and large, take advantage of it. Obviously, the biggest star in baseball, not named Shohei, is Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
So the Yankees are there, and there is a team from New Jersey. And the manager, if I use that term very loosely, is Bob Laterza, Laterza, who is the Little League team from New Jersey's manager. And he said that Aaron Judge, in his interaction with the players, quote, "How about turning around and waving? To the New York kids that think you're a hero, they're the ones that pay your salary." Okay, a couple things. No, those kids certainly don't pay your salary. They aren't paying for anything. And the parents that go to the games, I guess in a small way do, but what a bizarre thing. The Yankees thankfully came out and addressed this. There are photos all over the place of Aaron Judge with the kids.
Right.
Right.
And I've seen him at Fenway a couple times, and Aaron Judge is always signing, always.
Yeah,
he can't
seems
miss
like
him.
That.
He's like 7'2".
Yeah.
There were also videos of, I think Aaron Judge was in it, but there were a bunch of Yankees players that were taking in batting practice of these kids. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been doing a lot for them.
And it's their presence there is already a pretty big gift for the kids. The Yankees, in a statement, said, "We wish Staten Island success." Oh, sorry, not New Jersey. Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
In winning the Little League World Series championship, win or lose, we intend to invite them to Yankee Stadium. However, it would have been much better if Staten Island's coach called us to understand the facts before bitterly reacting in such a public fashion. Reaching out to us would have been the prudent way to act and would have set a fine example for his young players. Aaron Judge always acts with kindness and respect.
Mm-hmm.
The coach could learn a lot from him. A+. I am.
It's like, wait a second. We didn't ask for DJ LeMay. We want Aaron Judge. Where is he at? You know? Well, wait a second. Why is Tom Brady not here? I mean, I think it's, you know, I look at it and go, you be grateful for whichever athlete does show up if you can get one. And, you know, it seemed like there were some other Yankees who showed up. Aaron Judge showed up to other things. So, you know, he can't be everywhere.
Yeah, and I feel like this is what's going to preclude future Little League teams of getting the privilege of meeting ball players, because if they're just going to get heartache and get ripped for going and speaking to the team for it, the way in which they speak to them, then it's never going to happen again. So those are our leads. You can join us at 617-779-7937. And we'll get to a very positive Drake May take and more coming up next in They Said.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.